It's The Drive with Rob and Roz, and it was K53 Day recently. In the studio with us, Ben Grobler from mydrivingschool.co.za. Ben, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
How did we do?
Must I answer now?
Well, don't give us the official results yet.
You can drive.
Thank you.
I'm convinced. You can drive.
We can drive.
Whether you guys can pass a driver's test is another question. Let's say you can help yourselves on the road.
Yeah, you think we're allowed on the streets?
Whether we are allowed in the yard, that's another place. Parking areas, all of those kind of things.
Yeah, Ben took us through the entire process. It was a 5-point thing. Roz, I was giggling at your pre-trip inspection. I think mine was bad. I think I failed before. I wouldn't even have been allowed to do the test. My pre-trip inspection was so bad. But I think you had goed opgemaak, hoor.
No, I reckon I actually did pretty well.
It's no part of the pre-trip inspection that involves you lying on your belly looking under the car.
You must inspect if there's anything under the car. Ben, sê dit bietjie harder asseblief.
As ek kom by die voorrit inspeksie,
ja,
dink ek jy het nie so goed gedoen nie.
And Roz, thank you.
Roz, you mentioned a lot of detail, like checking under the car for obstructions. That counts points.
You got to say those things.
You have to say those things.
Check that the handbrake is applied. It's in neutral. Everything is working. The seat is adjusted. You mentioned that the car has four wheels. Good.
I mean,
what was the tire tread on that?
That much
on
I
those
checked.
Tires?
They looked okay. I didn't kick them.
You need to mention them.
Yeah. The tire tread is good. Look underneath for obstructions.
Yes. Thank you.
Lay in die parkeerplek buitekant spaar. Loer onder jou kar in.
Yeah. One thing that you guys did not mention.
Yeah.
Under the hood.
What
happens there? What
under
do you
the
need
bonnet,
to check there?
Spark plugs and oil
just
and
that the
fuel,
engine is present.
Water cap and that there's water in the thing. And
you see, now you're more technical.
Yeah.
There's got to be oil. The oil levels, the water levels.
Oh,
fluids needs to be checked.
Olie en water. Ja.
Okay.
So af en toe as jy weet as jy petrol ingooi en hulle vra of jy kan ek olie in die water sê net ja.
Ja.
Let them
Fair
check
enough.
It for you.
Actually, when last did you say yes to that question at a petrol station? Can I check your oil and water?
I am actually quite good at that. I do
Are
it
you?
On the first of every month.
There, you see, good.
So I just remind myself, if I'm at the petrol station
month.
In the first week of a month,
so
then
alcohol.
I'll say, ja, kijk net, as hulle my vra dan sê ek ja.
Let's go with regularly.
Okay, so regularly is more than once a month in this context.
Hoe was ons as yard studente?
The long inhale of breath.
Okay-ish. You see, there's a difference between driving and driving for your license.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when you drive these poor 18-year-olds on the road, they need to do all this funny stuff and observations and blind spots and check this and do that. And, you know, every little thing that you do counts points.
Yeah.
So it's easy to fail on points.
Yeah.
When you start the yard test, they give you a credit of 50 points. Then for everything that you do wrong, they subtract. So let's say you forget to indicate, then it's -2 points. If you do not use the handbrake ratchet like you did a few times,
yeah,
-1 point. If you do not check a blind spot, -5 points.
He's
and
just,
so everything adds up.
He's just used the word indicate in the yard test. Did you indicate for your alley docking?
I did, yes.
I didn't indicate once for any of the stuff that I
never,
did.
Never ever did you indicate.
Not one time.
I indicate even when I'm turning into the parking lot here at Jacaranda.
Yeah.
I indicate. But you were talking about the poor 18-year-olds. I would think that being so young in Alistair, net klaar met die skool of steeds in matriek of wat ook al, it's easier to teach them.
It helps. I think if you reach the age of 18, do your license and get it over with.
Mm.
Because it's going to be a problem later in life.
Yeah.
You know, this poor Tani that is 60 years old, her husband just died, she never drove a car, and now she wants to start driving a car.
Yeah.
She's going to struggle.
It's a confidence thing, man.
100%.
And you need the experience, and you can get that. When you're young, you'll be like, I'll go here, I'll go there, I'll go to the shops, I'll do this, I'll do that.
And when you're 18, you're very brave.
Mm. Yeah.
They're not scared to do this. They jump in and just go for it. Mom and Dad, please pay. I want this done.
Yeah.
And once they have a license, they want a car.
Precies. Okay, let's get to the results part of this. Ben. Rosie, do you want to go first or should I?
You drove first, so let me get my results first.
Do you think that you passed? In your heart of hearts, how do you feel like it went out of 10?
4.
4 out of 10.
Yeah.
Do you think Ben would give you your license at the end of today?
She's thinking.
Ons was groot back last week, né?
Ons was rare.
Ons was baie, baie confident in ons eerste hierdie discussion gehad het. Yeah, easy.
Weet jy, nou, mense besef nie hoeveel detail daar is in een bestuurstoets nie. Julle het nou die ja-test gedoen. Jy weet, dit is die helft van die toets. Die andere helft is om vir 20 minute buiten op die pad te rij.
Ja.
En julle sê nou self, jy weet, vooral jy wat sê, jy is op jou senuwees gewees. Daai arme kinders begin bewe as daai toets begin en weet, dinge loop so gauw verkeerd.
Ja.
As jy op jou senuwees raak en 'n fout maak en 'n paal stamp, en then it's over and done.
Ja.
Goodbye, come back another day.
Can I tell you a true story?
Mm.
When I was doing my test, I finished the yard bits, and then we got out onto the road, we got out of the testing center, we turned down the streets, weer die eerste klomp verkeerslichte, gedraai, whatever, whatever. Ended up in a fairly busy road, and there was a truck in front of us carrying a load of poles. And at about 40 kilometers an hour, one of the cables snapped and these poles started coming off the back of this truck and across the road. And I slammed and got off the road and got around and until ons weer op die pad kom, the guy just said, it's fine, you've got this, you can go back.
Wow.
That's my question. What did the examiner do?
I thought you were describing the plot of Final Destination there for a while. I was like, ooh, we know what happens in this movie. So us the studente na bietjie senuweeagtig is. Wat doen julle by mydrivingschool.co.za om seker te maak as hulle by die toets kom, hulle is vol selfvertroue en hulle doen nie dinge te vinnig nie en hulle is net okay.
Ja, you want them to pass.
Yes.
You know?
Die eerste ding is, jy moet voorbereid wees.
Mm.
Mense verstaan nie wat van hulle verwag word in die bestuurstoets nie. As jy op 120 op 'n highway die kar kan reguit hou, dan beteken dit nie, jy gaan dit toetslaag nie.
Ja.
Die feit dat jy by a driving school was en 'n paar lesse gevat het, beteken nie, jy gaan dit toetslaag nie. Die feit dat jy teenwoordig is, gee nie vir jou die skill om te kan bestuur nie. So jy moet fisies die werk insit. 'N Lisensie is iets wat jy moet verdien. Baie kliënte vra, wat is die slaagsyfer? Hoe gaan ek my lisensie kry? Is daar guaranteed pass? Dit maak my ongelooflik negatief as mense so is. Jy moet dit verdien. Jy moet agter die stuurwiel sit, jy moet die ondervinding opdoen. As jy nog nooit in jou lewe 'n kar bestuur het nie en jy het vir 10 ure agter die stuurwiel gesit, is dit 'n druppel in die emmer. Dis nie genoeg nie.
Ja. You got to do your practice.
Practice. There you go. Practice.
Ben, ons sê vir jou baie dankie vir jou tyd vandag.
Baie dankie.
Ons het dit lekker verdeer. I hope you had fun as well.
Ek hoop het was vir julle lekker.
Dit was
nou op julle senuwees.
No, but that's the fun of it.
Yeah.
The stress.
Nou dat het verby is, baie dankie. Dis Ben Grobler van mydrivingschool.co.za.